As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews and Plus CBD pet calming care chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Another hour of the weekend edition of our program. And you can find lots more content at drhoffman.com. We've got some great podcasts there. We record podcasts several times during the week, including a weekly Q&A with Layla, where you can send a question via questions at drhoffman.net. And we'll take that up on our weekly Q&A with Layla. 877-726-8255 is our number where you can call anytime during the week and you can record a question. We're going to talk about, in a moment, about how medicine has changed. Trust in doctors has cratered during the COVID pandemic. And also, if you're a physician, do you want your kid to follow your footsteps in the practice of medicine? But first, let's take one of our phone calls. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been diagnosed with a small hiatal hernia that gives me discomfort in the chest at night, along with heartburn. And I've been given 40 milligrams of Pepcid to take at night, and it still doesn't work 100%. I'd like to know any other suggestions. And is it possible with the hiatal hernia to be able to get off the Pepcid and not be taking it all the time? I've been taking it almost a year now, and I'd like to eliminate it, but I still have a problem. Thank you.
Okay. So I don't think a lot of people realize that hiatal hernia is almost the rule rather than the exception in people over 60 or 65. It can easily be demonstrated via an endoscopy or via, you know, previously used to use upper GI swallows with an x-ray with like a barium swallow to demonstrate that there was a little bit of a hernia of the sphincter between the stomach and the esophagus, which anatomically creates a little bit of a susceptibility to backflow. You know, just like an inguinal hernia can cause an outpocketing of your abdominal contents. Well, this is a different kind of hernia, except instead of pointing downward like an inguinal hernia, it's pointing upward. And it allows, it prevents the valve from closing competently. But merely a diagnosis of that does not mean that you are doomed to suffer GERD or reflux or heartburn for the rest of your life, and that you require an acid blocking medication. So, you know, I kind of deplore the fact that doctors tell patients, oh, you have a hiatal hernia, so you'll need to address that by taking an acid blocker for the rest of your life. Fortunately, you've been given a rather weak acid blocker. Maybe that's why it's not working that well. Often people are given proton pump inhibitors. Pepcid is part of the older generation of acid blockers that is a little weaker, but it still can compromise your absorption of nutrients, and it's not working. So what do you do? Well, you know, you really want to address it with diet, or, you know, Many people who suffer from hiatal hernia are overweight. There's some compression of their abdominal contents because of abdominal fat. And the less abdominal fat you have, the less pressure there will be on your stomach, which pushes things upwards. So I don't know what you look like, you know, from the phone call, but if you're lean, that's not the problem. But if you're overweight, losing weight can help. Diet that often helps that is a low-carb diet, because it's actually fermentation that causes bubble, toil, and trouble. And the gas bubbles ascend, and there's an acid splash in your esophagus, and you experience discomfort. So among the things that can help, DGL, which is a type of licorice that has the part removed that can cause high blood pressure or sodium retention. You can take DGL lozenges all day long, and they actually help to coat the esophagus and relieve things. There's another product that I like. It's called Endofin. When we mention products like this, we want to tell people that, you know, you're searching high and low for these things. Check out my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where you can get access to some really high quality products like that for gastrointestinal health. And, you know, if all else fails, you'll get some guidance from a medical nutritionist, someone who, not necessarily an MD, because there are, you know, some very fine naturopathic, chiropractic, registered dietitian, or certified nutrition specialist, nutritionists who can advise you on, you know, how to pursue a dietary program that's going to alleviate your GERD. Most times we can alleviate that without recourse to acid-blocking medication. So, you know, it's a common question we get. I mean, so many Americans suffer from GERD or reflux. And, you know, it's really part, it's a lifestyle disease. It's really, you know, part of parcel of our diets, the way we eat, the volume of food, and the type of food that we can consume. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, so a couple of trends in medicine. When I announced to my mom that I was going to become a doctor, she got me a pin. She was kind of had a good sense of humor, and the pin said, "Trust me, I'm a doctor." And so I wore that pin, and it was kind of like the family joke. Headline here: trust in doctors crashed during the COVID pandemic and remains low. This is quite fascinating, because prior to COVID, the survey looked at 400,000 respondents. The proportion of adults who agreed that they had a lot of trust in physicians declined from 72% in April 2020. What was happening in April 2020? We were looking to doctors to be our saviors from COVID. We were already aware that there was this terrible pandemic, and we were looking for doctors as our salvation. And I remember those days because heroic doctors were battling COVID in the hospitals in New York, and we were all staying home. And at 8 o'clock at night, we would get out and bang our pots and pans on our balconies or out our windows to acknowledge the heroic doctors. So there's a lot of belief that doctors could turn things around. But it declined from 71.5% in April 2020 to just 40% in 2024. So what happened? There's been a lot of dissonance, because we told patients about masking. We told patients about that 6-foot rule. We told patients that they should get the shot, that they wouldn't transmit COVID. We could stem the tide of the pandemic. We made sure that everybody stayed at home. Kids stayed at home. And a lot of that stuff turned out not to be true. Plus, the origins of COVID, we said, oh, we poo-pooed that notion that it could have escaped from a viral lab in China. And it turns out that's quite a plausible explanation. So they say the decrease in trust during the pandemic could have long-lasting implications for public health in the U.S. According to an expert interviewed for this article, we were surprised by the magnitude of the shift. We as physicians and public health officials can talk until we're blue in the face about things like vaccination or other public health behaviors. But if people don't trust us, it doesn't matter. We're talking to ourselves. So, yeah. I mean, COVID, for a lot of people, was very disillusioning when it comes to trust in the medical establishment. All right. You remember that country western song, Mothers, Don't Let Your Boys Grow Up to Be Cowboys? Well, okay, we can paraphrase that. Mothers, don't let your boys and girls grow up to be doctors. That is especially the case when mother or dad is a physician. Headline here from Doximity, which is a medical website. Medicine has changed. 63% of physicians don't want their children to work in medicine, according to a new Doximity poll. So nearly two-thirds of physicians would not want their children to pursue a career in medicine. 24% say they would definitely not want their children to pursue medicine. Many doctors disillusioned with their careers. They're disillusioned because the income horizons have shrunk. There's a big difference from a generation ago. Doctors were often in private enterprise. Now many have been absorbed by hospital systems and by HMOs. And instead of being entrepreneurs, they are, in effect, employees. And they also find all the bureaucracy dissatisfying, all the requirements, the threat of malpractice, very, very daunting, the work hours, and also just the amount of time and dedication it takes to become a doctor. All that, you know, I remember, you know, all the time that I spent studying, and, you know, people would go out to play. It'd be like the middle of the summer, and it'd be like, we're going to the beach. It's like, okay, I'm studying. You know, it's like, I can't go. And I knew that eventually the sacrifice would pay off, and I would have a normal career and more leisure time. But there's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of economic sacrifice. It's very expensive. You accumulate enormous debts, although some medical schools are changing that with free tuition. And a lot of kids these days, they also recognize that they can have fulfilling careers with life-work balance that are more lucrative than medicine. So it takes a very, very idealistic kid to want to go into medicine these days. Medicine has changed. 63% of physicians don't want their children to work in medicine. And that is a sad tale for the medical profession and for the people who, like you, who will be the recipients of medical care going forward. You want your doctors to be happy. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, a happy doctor. And this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
Wellness is just a click away. go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Our number, that number is available to 24/7, 365. So you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hey, sir. I'd like to find out about peripheral neuropathy. I have 60 to 80% damage. Work every day, but in a lot of pain, and the first two medications, which is Cymbalta and gabapentin, I have allergic reactions to. What can I take to alleviate some of the pain? Thank you.
Okay, so peripheral neuropathy, peripheral means like, you know, outside, you know, it's the opposite of central. So peripheral means outside, you know, the fingers and hands, or the feet and toes, and usually it's more the lower extremities. And neuropathy is like nerve problems. And the nerve problems can happen in a couple of ways. One is you can have reduced sensation, and that can be a problem in diabetes because, you know, you may walk in such a way that you injure your foot and develop a foot ulcer and not even be aware that you have an injury. And that can ultimately result in an amputation. Or alternatively, you can have a lot of pain. You can have like a burning foot syndrome or, you know, pain. It's important to distinguish the type of peripheral neuropathy you have. So if this were a patient, I'd be sitting down with them like, what's the deal here? I actually have a patient who has peripheral neuropathy due to an injury that he had when sliding down a slide. You know, one of those like amusement park slides, and he had a bump and it damaged his coccyx and it created inflammation of the nerves that led down to his feet. And now his feet are numb and painful. But more often it occurs due to diabetes. It can occur due to an autoimmune disease. Autoimmune peripheral neuropathy is fairly common. And so those are treated in different ways. The diabetic type responds pretty well to high dose vitamin B1, thiamine, you can also use alpha lipoic acid. Also acetyl L-carnitine has been helpful for that. And some people can have peripheral neuropathy due to a B12 deficiency, or due to the effects of drugs. You can even get peripheral neuropathy sometimes from statin drugs. So it kind of depends on the type of peripheral neuropathy you have. There are pain medications. Cymbalta is a kind of a antidepressant medication that helps with pain, and things like Lyrica can be helpful for these things, but often patients don't like to take them because they have adverse side effects. You can also, for pain, there's a nice product by one of our sponsors, CV Sciences, at pluscbdoil.com. It's called Relief, and it has CBD in it, and it also has high levels of PEA, which is helpful sometimes for pain. And then for people with really severe refractory pain, they can actually go to some of these marijuana dispensaries that are appearing all over the country where marijuana is being legalized. And sometimes various combinations of cannabis products can be helpful for severe unremitting pain and really reduce the need for, you know, more dangerous drugs, you know, opiate drugs that are addictive. So that can be an option as well. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. And coming up, we'll talk a little bit about the health problems of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. He may soon be joining the GLP-1 drug brigade. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. Our number, if you want to record a question, we'll take some of those questions momentarily. But North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un may soon be joining the tens of millions of Americans who are clamoring for weight loss drugs. It's a funny thing because in countries like the United States, where affluence is the rule and an excess of food is part of our culture, it is fashionable to be slim. And affluent people have the means to buy healthy food and join gyms and have personal trainers and look svelte. It's the poorer people who are overweight. The reverse is true in impoverished countries like North Korea and in parts of Africa, where actually it is a sign of female attractiveness to be a little bit plump, showing that you have the means to consume more food, that you're not on a starvation regimen. North Korean leader seems to be taking this to an extreme. He's known for heavy drinking and smoking, and he comes from a family with a history of heart problems. And in a country where starvation is still prevalent, he, at 5'7", has weighed as much as 308 pounds. He appeared to have lost a large amount of weight in 2021, possibly from changing his diet, possibly from taking drugs, but state media footage, and he's kind of the rare sightings of him. So it's unclear, you know, is it file footage or is it contemporary news accounts? State media footage now shows that he's regained the weight. South Korea's main spy agency who tracks this, because they're very concerned, because it's an unstable country. And what happens if this guy conks out? Who's going to take over? So their spy agency is keeping track of Kim's health. He's estimated to weigh 308 pounds again and is in a high risk group for heart disease. It is likely that in addition to his collection of Hollywood movies, and he seems to like NBA basketball, that he's going to be importing some semaglutide medication, or perhaps a little bit of Mounjaro to address his weight problems, and perhaps reboot his efforts to stop drinking, smoking, and, of course, the high stress levels that he's subject to as he sits on a nuclear arsenal. 877-726-8255, our number. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support. They handle tougher digestive problems and larger, more complex meals with products like GI Guard AM, Enzymes HCL, Oregano Oil, and Peppermint Oil GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, and also help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. And it's one of my real go-tos for products that are great quality, but also quite economical. All right, so this is an opportunity for me to get on my soapbox and talk about some things that I deplore. And there's a couple of guys in the NFL, and you may know these guys, Travis Kelce and his brother Jason Kelce. Now, Travis Kelce is known, his claim to fame is especially, you know, in addition to being on the Kansas City Chiefs, as being a tight end who scored a lot of touchdowns, and is, you know, frankly, an awesome player. I mean, you give him credit. He's an awesome player. But his real claim to fame is that he's the main squeeze of Taylor Swift. Okay, so it's all-American romance between a pop star and a football hero. I cannot imagine why it is that he's embarked on this endorsement campaign, because he's making money hand over feet. He made a ton of money in his NFL career, and now he's going for the endorsements. But his selectivity about endorsements is abysmal. Here is a picture of him holding up an assortment of General Mills cereals, including Reese's Puffs, Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. He's depicted side by side with his brother. And the latest addition is Kelce cereal. Travis and Jason Kelce are collaborating with General Mills to launch a new breakfast cereal. Is it a healthy mix? No. The cereal Kelce mix contains a combination of their breakfast favorites, which include Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs, all in one box. They will be available in four limited edition Kelce's Picks collectible boxes with these three cereals as well as Honey Nut Cheerios. And so, you know, I do endorsement deals, but I can't tell you the number of endorsement deals that I've turned down because they're just incompatible with my values and they're disservice to the public. And, you know, they want to throw money at me to endorse this or that or the other product of dubious quality, but I can't do it. And so it's not about the money. It's about quality. And he is damaging his brand. You know, how credible will he be going forward when he endorses this or that or the other thing indiscriminately? I've seen a lot of pushback against his endorsement on Twitter, now known as X. A lot of people call him out saying, "What in the heck are you thinking, Travis and Jason, endorsing these ultra unhealthy products for kids? Like, not all these kids are in NFL training camp." Yeah, I mean, maybe you can have a little bit of cereal when you're, you know, doing wind sprints 25 times each training session and pushing against tackling dummies. Okay, yeah, burn off a lot of calories. Maybe you can have some cereal. But for the average kid, where obesity rates are soaring in America, this is a bad idea. This is a bad idea. Contributing to higher rates of obesity and diabetes in children. All right, this item. A petition is underway. Kick Big Soda out. Join the movement to kick Big Soda out of sport, because a lot of the Olympic sponsors are makers of sugary products. For example, Coca-Cola. So in this petition, it's at kickbigsodaout.org. kickbigsodaout.org. Urge the International Olympics Committee to end Coca-Cola sponsorship deal and to only commit to partnerships that align with Olympic values. Read the full petition below, because sugar drinks are harming the health of people and our planet by contributing to rising obesity and type 2 diabetes, requiring an enormous amount of plastic to bottle products. So that's not good for the environment. and unfortunately targeting marketing to children and teens. Coca-Cola, one of the largest soda companies in the world, is the longest-running partner of the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, sponsoring every Olympic tournament since 1928. The petition states that the IOC's association with Coca-Cola is undermining its noble vision to use sports to build a better world. And I agree in entirety. So check out kickbigsodaout.org. They say that by kicking big soda out of the Olympics, the International Olympic Committee will demonstrate its genuine commitment to improving the world through sport. But, you know, just like the Kelce brothers, they see the dollars and they're avid for the money and they can't turn it down. And that's, you know, that's the way it works in our modern world. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And let's take one of our recorded questions.
I'm calling in reference to I have a problem sleeping. Do you have any recommendations besides melatonin? Thank you.
Okay, so we can talk a little bit about the supplements that are helpful for sleeping, but I think that what I want people to do is kind of reframe the discussion, because in order to sleep optimally, you have to have a lifestyle that is conducive to sleep. And so it's not just a matter of, okay, I don't want to take those pharmaceutical pills. I want to go to the health food store and find a pill that sedates me in a way comparable to a powerful sleep medication. So we can get to some of those. But before we get to those, you know, let's talk about a comprehensive lifestyle approach to sleep, which involves something called sleep hygiene. And sleep hygiene means that you have regular sleep hours, that you exercise and get yourself physically tired, preferably earlier in the day, because sometimes late night workouts stimulate people and prevent them from sleeping, that you sleep in a cool room. because that is conducive to sleep, that you don't have devices in your room. I just actually talked to one of my patients, and I said, how's your sleep going? Because I noticed that she'd had sleep problems before. She said, well, what you recommended was great, because I gave her the sleep hygiene guidelines, like no devices in your room, turn off your computers, make sure there's not a TV there that tempts you to watch TV late in the night, and that has stimulating imagery that, you know, keeps you awake. And so she said, it worked great. And it's, but now I'm having sleep problems again. I said, what happened? She says, I started watching TV in bed again. And I said, well, okay, at least you know what to do, because it worked great when you didn't do that. So you really want a kind of a comprehensive approach to this. You also want to make sure that the lighting conditions are right. If you need blackout shades, great. If you need something to camouflage the noise, like white noise, you know, that's going to make a difference. You actually want to undertake a program of sleep hygiene. And there's some of these available online. One is called CBTI, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBTI for insomnia. And just Google CBTI, and there are programs online. Or you can work with a sleep center where they actually will tell you about this. I mean, they can do sleep studies on you to find out if you have a sleep disorder. Some people have, you know, sleep apnea that prevents them sleeping properly, or they have some sort of restless leg syndrome or something that interferes with sleep. And that can be addressed by a, you know, university-based program for sleep analysis. You don't actually have to go in anymore. They can give you devices where you can do a sleep study at home remotely, and then they send the data and analyze it. Okay, so that being said, what are some of the things that help with sleep? Well, melatonin helps with sleep sometimes, but it's, you know, it's one of those 30% type things. Also, CBD helps with sleep. And I take a sleep gummy that has some melatonin and some CBD in it every night. You know, not because I can't sleep or I suffer from insomnia, but it usually ensures a more efficient, deeper sleep for me that's more refreshing. And I usually wake up in the morning, you know, full of pep and not feeling like, I just got beat up. Sometimes inositol can be helpful. Taking magnesium at bedtime can be helpful, particularly magnesium glycinate. Glycine is an amino acid which is somewhat sedating and can be helpful. So those are among the options for you for sleep. There's other things like passion flower, which can be helpful for some people. Kava is helpful for some people for sleep. So different strokes for different folks. And, you know, you're going to have to sort of find your way among the different options. But do address, you know, the concomitants of sleep, not just looking for a pill to solve an ill. Because it's not just a matter of substituting, you know, Halcyon with something from the health food store. All right, 877-726-8255. Jot that number down, because you can use that number to call and record a question that we'll take up on our program next week. Today, the advent of a couple of alternatives to colonoscopy. You know, a lot of people dutifully show up for their colonoscopies, but a lot of people are daunted by the prospect of getting an endoscope stuck up their rear end. And that deters them from getting proper screening for colon cancer. Fortunately, colon cancer is one of the cancers where we can effectively screen and find it early, and that can make all the difference, because if found early, it's just a matter of taking out surgically, and you don't need chemotherapy or immunotherapy. If found late, it's a very challenging cancer to deal with. So prevention is important for colon cancer, and we can discover cancers long before people experience pain or bleeding or change in the bowel habits that signals the presence of a big tumor. There's a new study that shows that at-home colon cancer screening tests actually do reduce the risk of colon cancer death as effectively as screening colonoscopy. Now, this does not supplant the need for screening colonoscopy, because people who are at high risk, they still should have colonoscopies. People who've had previous colonoscopies where it's been discovered they have adenomas, they need to be screened more quickly. But for people who, you know, maybe you've had a couple of colonoscopies, you don't feel like having another colonoscopy because they were normal, everything's fine, they say come back in 10 years, you can still screen using the what are called the FIT tests. FIT tests are better than tests that measure the presence of blood. They actually can measure the presence of cancer cells in your stool. And so it's a little kit. Cologuard is the main brand, and I do recommend them for patients, especially if you've had a baseline colonoscopy and it's clear, but you want a follow-up. If you have, say, a relative with colon cancer and you're high risk, you still need an actual colonoscopy, but it's reassuring that these tests perform at least as well as colonoscopy in terms of preventing the risk of colorectal cancer death. But stay tuned, because the FDA has approved a new blood test for colon cancer screening. Now, there's some caveats around this. It's called the SHIELD test. Actually, GARDENT is the name of the test for colorectal cancer. And Garden Health is the company. It's a SHIELD test. It has been approved for screening for adults 45 and older. The problem is that it only detects cancer about 87% of the time. It doesn't do that well with precancerous lesions that can be sometimes seen on colonoscopy. So it got approved. It's going to be controversial because, well, gastroenterologists are going to push back on it because it's going to threaten to put them out of business. But we now have multiple options for colon cancer screening. So do something. At least, none of the above is not an option for people concerned about colon cancer risk. Well, thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.